Well, good morning and welcome to worship online at El Fedor Church this Easter Sunday. We are so glad that you are with us as we celebrate Jesus Christ's resurrection today. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that we live, work, and play on the traditional territories of the Blackfoot Confederacy, Siksika, Kainai, the Kani, the Tsuut'ina, the Stoney Nakoda Nations, the Métis Nation Region 3, and all people who make their homes in the Treaty 7 region of Southern Alberta. We also reaffirm our pledge to stand for justice and our commitment that our church is a place where all people, regardless of race, culture, sexuality, or faith, are welcome. Together we hope that all can find the true love of God and authentic community. Our call to worship. This is the good news. The grave is empty. Christ has risen. Hallelujah. This is the good news. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never put it out. Hallelujah. This is the good news. Once we were no people, now we are God's people. Hallelujah. Christ is our peace, the indestructible peace we now share with each other. Hallelujah. Our scripture reading this morning is from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18, and I'm reading from the New International Version. John 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. And they asked her, "Why are you crying, woman?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they put him." And at this she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Don't hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord, and she told them the things that he had said to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our prayer this morning will have responses to it, and so I invite you to say the responses as we go. In the joy and hope of this Easter morning, we sing Alleluia with the fullness of hearts. Christ is risen. Alleluia. In the joy and hope of this Easter morning, in the midst of our singing and shouting, we know there are those who are bewildered and sad. We pray for those that have no hope, for those who suffer from depression, loneliness, and fear. Risen Lord, in your mercy, grant healing and hope. We pray for those places and peoples in our world where death and domination rule, where imperial powers ignore the poor, where war never ends, where children are hungry, where parents grieve because they cannot provide, where accidents happen and death abounds senselessly. We pray for those held hostage to addiction and chronic illness that debilitates. Loving God, in your mercy, send your freedom and peace. And in the joy and hope of this Easter morning, we realize the depth and breadth of what it means to be your Easter people. For we are the ones who are called to go into places in our lives and world, to work for justice and life for all in your creation. It is up to us to bear witness to the promise of resurrection, to hold those in despair and believe for them that love is stronger than death. Resurrected Christ, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in the joy and hope of this Easter morning, O God, give us the courage to bear your living love in every corner of our lives, so that your peaceable realm will be so, here on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of God, the Father, risen Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Alleluia. Amen. Well, it is Easter, my favorite time of the year, the joy of Easter. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We have talked about all of Jesus' words on the cross: forgiveness, salvation, affection, anguish, suffering, victory, and contentment. Our last word from the cross, which we really didn't get a chance to talk about, but it is appropriate to think about today along with God's words. You see, Jesus died content, knowing that he had finished all that he had come to do. And he died knowing that he had provided a way of salvation for all of us to live with him eternally. He was content. And even though Jesus was in anguish because he felt abandoned by God, he died on the cross confidently as he placed himself once again into his Father's hands. His words on the cross are actually very common in Jewish faith. It's a nightly child's prayer. Psalm 31, "Into your hands I commit my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth." Jesus dies as he lived. His last words are words of trust, and just as his life was a life of trust, total trust in God the Father. So when he said, "Into your hands I commit my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth," they were indeed words of contentment. But there are no longer crosswords. Jesus doesn't speak from the cross again. Now it becomes God's words, wonderful words of life. God speaks. God calls. God has given us his written word, scripture, God's words to us. The reality now starts with the wonderful words of the angel. "He is not here. He is risen. The tomb is empty." Peter saw it. John saw it. Mary saw it. And I love the verse where Jesus calls Mary by name. He knows her name. He knows your name. He knows my name. He knows our name. And when he calls her by name, she recognized him instantly. Do we? And she exclaims, "I've seen the Lord." What an amazing reality. What wonderful, life-giving words. As Jesus died, he knew he was in the Father's presence. And as Jesus rose again, he knew he was in his Father's presence. And as Jesus ascended into heaven, he knew he was ascending into his Father's presence. That's joy. That's Easter joy. And if the absence of the presence of God is hell, as we talked about, then the presence of God is heaven, joy. Jesus had conquered death, conquered hell, and he was extremely content in the presence of God, full of joy. Do you know the Father's presence in your life? His joy? He knows your name. He is present here, now, in this place and wherever we are, and in our lives, if we believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he is our risen Lord. And just like it did for Jesus, the ever-abiding presence of God gives us contentment and joy. It also gives us hope. The angel said in Luke 24, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day is raised again." Once again, Jesus has kept his word. He kept his promise. Jesus' words echo from, again, those words from Psalm 31, "Into your hands I commit my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth." He knew. He knew that God would receive him because God always keeps his promises. And he knew that God had redeemed him because God always keeps his promises. Do you know the Father's promises in your life? Do you have that hope? Jesus had filled every promise made by God. And he promises to be with us always. He knows your name. He calls you by name. His promises are true. His words are always true. He loves you and he has a plan for you. Jesus died for you and for me and has redeemed each of us who believe in his name. How wonderful is that? He is alive. He is real, just as he promised. That's the hope of Easter. The joy, the hope, and the peace. The Father's protection, Easter peace. Again, the angel says, Matthew 28, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." Do not be afraid. Over and over throughout Scripture, do not be afraid. And now God's words to the women, do not be afraid. Rather, be at peace, he says. Jesus knew that God was his protection, his shelter in the time of trouble, and he had turned to it often. He trusted in that completely. Do you know the Father's protection in your life? His peace. You see, it's there. He is with us always, and his protection gives us peace. We're going to talk a lot more about peace next week at our Alpador Informal, a workshop by Lisha Dykstra entitled Peace in a Chaotic World, which is pretty pertinent for all of us right now. John says in John 14, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." I am not afraid. I am at peace, because I know that the Prince of Peace, Jesus, my crucified and risen Redeemer, I know and trust his words completely. He knows your name. He calls you by name. He promises to protect you and be with you always. And he gives you his peace. We have Easter joy because of God's presence. And we have Easter hope because of God's promise. We have Easter peace because of God's protection. And we have Easter faith because of God's plan. And we are and Easter people. You see, Easter faith is all about our relationship with God through the risen Christ. It was God's plan from the beginning. Mark 16, "Do not be alarmed," the angel said. "You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. just as he told you. Jesus told us what was happening and what was going to happen, and it did. God, through his Son, made a plan for our salvation, a plan for us to be able to live in a deep, intimate relationship with him, one full of love and acceptance. That was always a plan. This is what we celebrate today. It was a plan for redemption and forgiveness of sin for all who believe in him. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God's words, God's plan, God's salvation, Easter faith. And when we live in this kind of a relationship with the triune God, Creator, Father, risen, redeeming Son, and comforting Holy Spirit, we can't keep this to ourselves. The world needs to know. Our city needs to know. Our neighbors need to know. Our families need to know. The angel told the woman at the tomb, go, tell. God's words for us are the same. Go, tell. Tell everyone the wonder of Easter. Tell of Easter joy because of God's presence. Tell of Easter hope because of God's promises. Tell of Easter peace because of God's protection. And tell of Easter faith because of God's plan. He knows our name. He calls us by name. And he wants us to be his people. Go. Tell. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Let's pray. Alleluia. Alleluia. We are indeed your Easter people, God. And we trust in you. And we are grateful for your words that continue to speak to us. Help us. Give us the courage to go and tell. What a miracle it is to be your children and to experience the joy and the hope and the peace and the love of walking with you day by day. Alleluia. Amen. And may the joyful sense of the resurrection never leave us. May the joy-filled sense of that fact that Jesus is alive reach deep within our souls and change us forever. May we, like the women, be quick to spread this joy, this great news. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. He is risen indeed. Go. Tell. And God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit goes with you. Amen.